a divider.
Okay, that's where they put the drainage?
No, that's where they put the drainage to, so the water will drain from the house.
I see.
And it's cemented, and it goes out to the ground. And it goes from all directions. It's a drainage, it's a divider drainage.
Uh-huh, I see. And you call it divider drainage because
mm-hmm.
it's put in the dividers?
Yes.
Okay. What, if you had a little building out back for keeping gardening tools and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
what would you call that building?
I call it my working shop.
Okay.
Because that's where all my stuff is, my ceramic, my flowers that I make like this.
Did
and
you make
those? Oh, yes.
What'd you make those out of?
Out of that fun phlegm. Just dip them in and make the flowers. I've got some for you here. I made you two of them.
Ah! Wonderful! Okay.
I made you a blue one and I think it's, well, I don't know what would you call it. I mixed it.
Oh, okay.
I made flowers like this for our mother and daughter tea.
Uh-huh.
I make corsages for each mother.
That's beautiful.
And didn't charge my girls any. Then I had some left over and I gave some to some of the leaders that was there.
Uh-huh.
And I got some of the prettiest notes, thank you letters and everything
yeah.
from them. Uh-huh.
We got to hurry up and get through this tape so I can see my flowers. Let's see. What kind of buildings would you have on a farm?
Oh, well, let's see. You'd have a barn for the cows. You'd have a chicken house, the chickens. Of course, pigs don't have houses. They live in the mud. milk shed where you have your cows milked.
Yeah, what is the milk shed? I don't...
Well, they're stalls. Uh-huh. And they put each cow in a stall. And they put these faucets on them.
Uh-huh.
And they turn the motor on and it just... where all the drain the milk from the cow
uh-huh.
into this big, large container.
Is this a different building from the barn?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
else?
A divider, like you got your hay on one section and the cows, the stalls in the other section.
Uh-huh. And this is in the milk shed?
And this is the milk shed.
Uh-huh. Okay. What other building could you have?
Let's see. Horse pen, you have a horse. Is where if you have horses.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They just have like a stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you can just, they come in automatic by themselves if they want to. If they don't, they stay out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else. Hatchery.
Uh-huh. What's that?
This is where they put 5,000 eggs in a hatchery.
Uh-huh.
And they put them in there and they put the date, they put them in, the hour, and in so many days they hatch. To little baby chickens or turkeys.
Uh-huh.
And we have seen them done, being hatched.
Well,
we had, my husband has used to have an uncle, but now he has a place in Rockport. He has a big motel there.
Uh-huh.
And he used to have a hatchery, where they used to hatch over 10,000 turkeys. And they had big old feeding bins.
Uh-huh.
And we just love to go up there. We'd go up there and get fresh turkey eggs for 25 cents a dozen.
Ooh, yum.
And sometimes they'd give us a case because they would have double yolks in them.
Oh, those won't hatch.
Those won't hatch. They won't have
mm-hmm.
turkeys.
I didn't know that.
And so he would just go ahead and give us those eggs.
How would they know they had double yolks?
Well, they got a reader light, and it tells them whether doubles or singles.
Uh-huh.
And when they're singles with this, just put them in there. And they take them, as soon as they hatch, they get a piece of steel wood
uh-huh.
and they brush all that dirt and stuff off of them.
Yeah.
They hammer them with gloves. They don't use their hands.
Yeah, steel wood.
Uh-huh. And they take all that dirt and stuff off them, make them smooth, and they set them in these boxes and they put them in this incubator.
Uh-huh.
And then they put down the date and the time, they put them in there.
Uh-huh.
And ever so often they go in there. And one big box will hatch and they'll pull it out and
uh-huh.
put it in another section.